This is the podcast for the Avoiding Plagiarism page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. Academic writers need to use material from other writers to support their own ideas. Failure to integrate this material appropriately, however, can lead to plagiarism, a form of academic misconduct. This podcast explains what plagiarism is, gives types of plagiarism, gives some examples of acceptable and unacceptable source use, lists reasons why students plagiarize, and suggests ways to avoid plagiarism. The page on the website also has a checklist to help you check your writing for plagiarism. So first, let's understand what plagiarism is. Plagiarism means using words or ideas of other writers without giving proper acknowledgement. That is, without making it clear that the words or ideas are not your own, without making it clear whose they are. Plagiarism is a widespread problem in higher education, and most universities use plagiarism detection tools such as Turnitin to tackle plagiarism issues. Historically, plagiarism has been viewed as an academic crime, which is evident from the collocation commit plagiarism. Other collocations with this verb are commit murder and commit a crime. However, since much plagiarism is unintentional, the term textual borrowing is often used in place of the word plagiarism to remove the negative connotations. So let's turn to look at types of plagiarism. Plagiarism can be categorized according to the intent of the writer into intentional plagiarism, also called deliberate or prototypical plagiarism, and unintentional plagiarism, also referred to as textual or accidental plagiarism. While the intent of the writer can be difficult to determine, there are various common indicators that the plagiarism is unintentional and results from a lack of understanding of academic conventions. These include attempts to cite sources, either directly in the text or via a reference section, as well as attempts to paraphrase the source material, however poorly. It is also considered unacceptable to copy from your own earlier work. Such plagiarism is called self-plagiarism and incurs the same penalties as plagiarizing from another writer. So let's see some examples of acceptable and unacceptable source use. So the following are some examples of unacceptable source use, in other words, plagiarism. So the original text, this is from a source, Peers and Shields, 2013. Paraphrase, a restating of someone else's thoughts or ideas in your own words. Plagiarized text 1. Paraphrase means restating of someone else's thoughts or ideas in your own words. Plagiarized text 2. According to Peers and Shields, 2013, paraphrase means restating of someone else's thoughts or ideas in your own words. In the first plagiarized example, neither in-text citation nor paraphrase has been used. In the second example, although an in-text citation is used, the text has been copied word for word without paraphrasing, which is plagiarism. The following shows two ways this material could be incorporated in an acceptable manner in the writer's text. The first example uses quotation, while the second uses paraphrase. So, acceptable text 1. According to Peers and Shields, 2013, paraphrase means, quote, restating of someone else's thoughts or ideas in your own words, end quote. Acceptable text 2. According to Peers and Shields, 2013, paraphrase is a restatement of another person's ideas or thoughts using your own words. So let's have a look at reasons why students plagiarize. Students plagiarize for many reasons, which vary according to the type of plagiarism being committed. First, intentional plagiarism. Intentional plagiarism can result from a desire to gain an advantage, a belief that the plagiarism will not be detected, or a lack of confidence by the student in their own writing ability. Time difficulties mentioned in more detail below can also lead to intentional plagiarism, as a student may deliberately copy in order to save time. The ease with which information can be accessed from the internet can also make it tempting for students to copy and paste directly into their assignment. Reasons for unintentional plagiarism. Unintentional plagiarism is likewise caused by a variety of reasons. One of these is a lack of understanding of what plagiarism is, and that uncited copying is not acceptable. This is especially the case for students whose first language is not English. In some cultures, for example Confucian heritage cultures, unsighted copying is not only acceptable, but expected. A second reason why students commit unintentional plagiarism is time difficulties. These can be the result of having to complete several assignments over a short period of time, or caused by poor time management. Time difficulties can lead to unintentional plagiarism since the student may lack time to paraphrase sufficiently or may lose track of which information is from which source or which material is their own. A third reason is lack of citation skills. In-text citations are used to acknowledge who wrote the original ideas. And if these are missing or there are too few of them, then ideas from other writers will not be properly acknowledged. A fourth reason is an inability to paraphrase appropriately. Beginning academic writers may make only surface-level changes, for example, changing some words using synonyms. The term patch writing, from Howard, 1993, is often used to describe this kind of paraphrasing, which results in a text which matches the original too closely. Patch writing is seen as an important stage for developing writers, and this type of plagiarism should be seen as a learning opportunity. A final reason why students plagiarize unintentionally is because of a lack of good note-taking skills. Students may fail to take notes using their own words, and therefore unintentionally copy from the original when using their notes. In short, reasons why students plagiarize include a desire to gain an advantage, intentional plagiarism, a belief that the plagiarism will not be detected, intentional, a lack of confidence by the student in their own writing ability, intentional, ease of access to sources on the internet, intentional, lack of understanding of what plagiarism is, unintentional, time difficulties, which is both intentional and unintentional plagiarism, lack of citation skills, unintentional, inability to paraphrase appropriately, unintentional, and lack of good note-taking skills, unintentional. Finally, let's take a look at ways to avoid plagiarism. Methods to avoid plagiarism relate to the reasons why students plagiarize, given above. It's important for students to have a clear understanding of what plagiarism is and its consequences. This, along with training in citation skills and paraphrasing skills, is a core component of any academic English writing course. Contrasting academic conventions in English and in the student's own language may be helpful. Improving time management skills will help students avoid time issues that may lead to plagiarism. Students can be advised to ask tutors for an extension if they feel particularly overloaded, which some tutors may be willing to grant. Familiarization with appropriate citation requirements is important. There are many different systems that are commonly used, for example, Harvard, APA, and MLA. Different universities and different departments within the same university will use different systems, so students will need to be clear what the conventions are for their course. Learning how to take effective notes will also help students avoid plagiarism. Students should take notes in their own words. If any words are directly copied from the original text into notes, quotation marks should be used so that these quotations are not accidentally transferred into the final text. It is important for students to use their own notes and not borrow someone else's, since they will not know whether the notes are in the student's own words, in addition to which copying from another student's notes is also a form of plagiarism. If students have access to anti-plagiarism tools such as Turnitin, they may be able to submit a draft assignment to check for plagiarism before submitting the final assignment. Such software will only identify plagiarism due to inadequate paraphrasing, rather than lack of citations. Students should check with their tutor to confirm whether multiple submission of assignments like this is possible. Finally, internet sources should be avoided, if at all possible. Most university courses will expect students to cite from academic articles or textbooks rather than internet sources. If internet sources are used, it's important for students to take notes, as with any source, rather than copy and paste directly into their writing. A common error is to copy and paste first and paraphrase later, though it is all too easy to lose track of which words are from source material and which source they are from. For a checklist to help you avoid plagiarism, please see the webpage at eapfoundation.com/writing/skills/plagiarism.